As its name indicates, the Baltic Dry Index specifically relates to freight costs for vessels that carry dry bulk goods rather than tankers or container carriers. That includes vessels of varying carrying capacity, known as Capesize, Panamax, Supramax and Handysize. The index is measured in points, and in May 2008, the index hit a high of around 12,000. Last week, it hit an all-time low of 350. Teresa Lloyd is the CEO of Maritime Industries Australia, the body that represents shipping companies operating in our waters. Despite the historic low, she's confident there will be a turnaround at some stage in the future.
It's not necessarily that unusual. It's a pretty cyclical market, as they all are, and there are always times when the market is oversupplied or has excess capacity, and now is one of those times,
what?
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things. Would the price of oil be one of them?
For this particular index, probably not. If anything, the low price of oil means that the ships are actually a little bit cheaper to run because the oil's not costing as much.
Who benefits, if anyone does then, when this index is down like this?
Mostly people who would like to move a dry bulk commodity by ship, particularly a foreign ship. If you're taking a vessel out of what's sort of known as the market, so it's not permanently engaged doing anything, then it's moving around the world, looking for work wherever it can get it, taking work at whatever price it can get it, and so the beneficiaries of that will be someone wanting to move cargo on that basis.
Does it affect the local industry?
It would, in as much as most of the cargo that's moved around the Australian coast is done on foreign ship at the moment, and so those foreign ships, presumably, where they're being taken from what's called the spot market, they'll be getting a very good deal at the moment and being able to move their goods very cheaply.
So if that's happening, how come we have these local vessels if the goods are being moved around Australia on foreign ships?
Well, we have local vessels because there's an element of the community, I suppose, or businesses that suggest that there are still roles for Australian workers and Australian ships and Australian businesses to be involved in shipping. And as with all markets, this one's at rock bottom at the moment, but it will go up again. And there's been times in the past where it's gone through the roof. And at those times, instead of paying $15,000 a day, the people wanting to move their goods might be paying $350,000 a day. And if you're into a long-term investment, then you might want to hedge your bets and make sure you've got a ship that provides you a pretty steady, whatever it might be, $30,000 a day. If you want to play the market, you take the highs and you take the lows.
All the commentary seems to be that the lows are here to stay for some time yet.
The lows are here to stay for a little while. I suppose how long is always going to be, you know, ask 15 economists, you'll get 15 different answers. It's been reasonably low since around 2008 with a few peaks and troughs during that time. Whether or not it spikes again, I'm not an economist, but all markets turn around eventually.
Do you think it could mean the retirement of some local vessels?
There's very few local vessels left anyway, so it's unlikely to see the retirement of very many more because there's almost none to begin with.
Who sets this index?
The market. Yeah, so the market, this is just what a ship owner, if I've got a ship and you've got a ship and we're both looking for work, who's going to undercut who the most to get the job? Mind you, the ship owners are losing money at these sort of rates. There's no doubt about it. It costs more than that to keep the ship afloat.
Is anyone making any money around the world in shipping when it comes to these prices?
There's very few people making money in shipping at the moment. The tanker industry is doing a little bit better than the others, but certainly the container industry, as we've seen through a lot of the consolidation that's going on recently, the dry bulk shipping, activities involved in offshore oil and gas. We've seen a lot of capacity being what's called laid up. The ships just go and sit somewhere for months or years at a time until the price turns around because it's cheaper to have them sit there do nothing than have them trading.
The winners are the bulk exporters.
At the moment, yes.